Oh, I want to welcome those of you back. We might have lost for a minute there due to a little technical blip. Cameron Melcher's at the plate. He just fouled one off the left side. Alex Salcido just cleared the bases with a three-run triple. He's at third with two outs as that pitch to Melcher misses outside. So we do apologize to that about that. Give you a full recap of the inning as I can. I believe we only went off the air temporarily. As Melcher strikes out looking, taking a pitch down at the knees. So I'll go ahead and stay on to recap this last half inning as we are now at the end of the fourth. Eight men came to the plate. It started off with Connor Flanagan, who reached on an E6, later advanced to second on a wild pitch, later advanced to third on a pass ball. Riley King then walked. Chad Curtis singled in Flanagan. Blake Perdue popped out on a sacrifice bunt attempt. Nolan Ratai singled. Hill Alexander struck out, swinging. Alex Salcido hit a 3-RBI triple that cleared the bases, and Cameron Melcher struck out looking. So your score now is Midland 6, Blinn 2. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on TSRN.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We now head to the top of the fifth here from Baseball USA. This fifth inning is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. And by Houston 5A Baseball. Back to the top of the lineup for Blinn College. Murphy, Flower, and Reiser, the 1-2-3 hitters do up. Murphy now stands in, takes the first pitch. And it's a breaking ball that catches the outside corner. 0-1 count, right-handed hitting. Murphy is 0-2. Takes another one towards that corner. This one the fastball, and this one also missing. It's 1-1. One one offering swung on a missed by Murphy. That'll put the count at 1-2. 6-2 is your score in favor of the Chaparrals from Midland, Texas. As 1-2 offering misses down low and outside. Two-two offering. Soft line drive. That one will fall in front of Perdue out in center field. A leadoff single for the leadoff hitter, Murphy. And that'll bring up Tyler Flower. Flower is 1-2. He's got a single and he struck out swinging. Trent Murphy at first. Blinn down 6-2 here in the top of the fifth. Brock Barger remains on the mound. First pitch gets past the catcher Melcher behind the plate. That allows Murphy to advance to second base. So a 1-0 count to Tyler Flower. Barger checks the runner, steps, fires, and it's a fastball catching the outside part of the plate. This one a ground ball to second base where Ty fields it, fires it over to Curtis. Taking the easy play. 4-3 ground out for out number one. Murphy does advance to third. So runner at third, one down. That brings up Johnny Reiser. Reiser is 1-for-2. Singled back in the third and struck out to end the top of the first. Lefty batter taking the first pitch. It's a slider down and in for a called strike. Runner at third, not as big of a deal on a four-run lead as like a one- or two-run lead. And, of course, right when I say that, this pitch is down in the dirt. Gets a little away from Melcher, not too far away that he can't run and get it before Murphy decides to try anything down at third. That'll put the count at 1-1. One one offering high pop up first base side might stay in play right near the Blinn dugout and just out of the reach of Curtis, who had run over when literally ended up in the Blinn dugout. So 1-2 count to Johnny Reiser. Blinn College trying to make up a 6-2 deficit. Barger steps, fires, ground ball fouled towards the Blinn dugout. This one goes past it, doesn't end up inside of it. By the way, I love how that ball, it was a high pop-up on that previous pitch. Ended up right in the middle of the dugout, and there wasn't even one guy that, you know, tried to catch it in a hat or something. It looked cool. 1-2 offering fastball misses outside to Reiser, and it's a 2-2 count. Barger sets, fires, and it's a high pop-up. Well, actually more of a high fly ball. Shallow left field. Alexander fields it. Runner at third, Murphy will hold. And that's out number two. It originally looked like it was more of a pop-up. Ended up going, even though it was to left field, it went a little farther than I initially thought it was going to go. Nonetheless, it was well too shallow for anyone short of Speedy Gonzalez to be able to score. That brings up Marshall Skinner. Skinner had the first of the two solo shots for Blinn College back in the second. Love to have another big fly here if you're Blinn. First pitch slider misses outside for ball one. Two down here on the top of the fifth. We've just about reached the midway point of this one. The next offering is a slider that misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Blinn's next game in this tournament is later tonight at 6 o'clock from Sam Houston State University. Midland's next game is later tonight at 7:30 versus McLennan at the University of Houston. 2-0 offering grounded to short. Fielded cleanly by King. Tosses over to Curtis at first. And that is out number three. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. And after 4.5, Midland College leads 6-2. You're listening to the NJCAA Tournament of Champions here on TSRN.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoke barbecue.
Next in line.
Now we can officially close the book on Zach Smith in 3 1/3 innings. Pitched, he gave up 4 hits and 6 runs. Walked 2. And struck out 1. Andrew Morgan, who came in the bottom of the 4th, now stays end of pitch. He got 2 strikeouts. He also gave up that triple that drove in 3 runs by Salcido, but those 3 runs charged to Smith because they were all on base when Morgan came in. First pitch to Braden Hayward is a called strike on the outside corner, the right-handed hitter. Hayward, the only Midland batter not to come to the plate in the bottom of the 4th, leads off here in the bottom of the 5th. 0-1 offering a called strike, same place, same result. It's an 0-2 count. Hayward, Flanagan, King, 6-7-8. Due up here in the 5th. 0-2 offering grounded towards second base. That's a opposite field base hit into right for Hayward. Leading off the inning the right way with a single, and that'll bring up Mr. Flanagan. First pitch to Flanagan, a called strike down at the knees on a fastball. Blinn's opponent later tonight at Sam Houston State, by the way, is one of our out-of-state teams participating in this tournament. That would be Northwest Florida. Offering high fly ball towards the right field line. Reiser ranges over, makes the catch. Hayward heads back to first. That's out number 1. That brings up Riley King. Riley King is 0-for-1. He grounded out in the 2nd. Walked and later scored on that triple last half inning. First pitch fastball misses inside. So a 1-0 count to King. Morgan steps, fires, runner going. That one is fouled back behind the plate. And Hayward will be going right back to first. A couple of score updates from other ongoing games. Grayson and New Mexico are playing at University of Houston. That one is a 7-2 score at the moment in favor of Grayson. Galveston beat Howard 13-5 in a game that just ended in Sugarland. Pitch to King, high fly ball, right field side, and that one will end up well foul. Well, in about 6 minutes, Baton Rouge and McLennan are getting underway, that game at Constellation Field. 12:30 first pitch. 1 o'clock first pitch for Navarro and Odessa from San Jacinto. And Alvin and Grayson taking the field at Constellation at 4 o'clock Central Time. The throw over to first base. Morgan trying to keep Hayward close. As I mentioned, Blinn's next game at Sam Houston's at 6. Wharton and Howard face off at Lamar at 6 o'clock. Odessa and San Jose at 7 o'clock at San Jacinto. Midland and McLennan and Baton Rouge and Navarro at 7:30. And that pitch to King is a called strike three at lower outside corner. Out number two, King retired looking. Two down, that brings up Chad Curtis. Curtis, one for two, RBI single and a strikeout. First pitch from Morgan to the lefty is a line drive shot the other way to left field. That one's going to fall in for a base hit to the left of Ardoin. That's going to get all the way to the wall over near that 317 sign. Not fielded cleanly. Ardoin finally gets it in. Now it hits off the shortstop. Collins, a relay man, and Curtis, who had stopped at second, now goes to third. Hayward is already coming around to score. And it's now 7-2 in favor of Midland. We'll rule that a double for Curtis and an advance to third on the air. First pitch to Purdue misses up and away. We're now back to the top of the Midland lineup. Purdue is 0 for 3 tonight. 0 for 3 this afternoon, rather. / morning. It's a matinee game. Whatever you want to call it as he swings through the next offering to even up the count at 1-1. There's something just special about matinee baseball, as much as a lot of baseball games are played at night nowadays. It's a little bit of a different atmosphere. It's 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses inside. Count is 2-1. Curtis, the runner at third with two down. Offering fastball, called strike, upper outside corner to Purdue, and that evens the count at two. You don't get Friday matinee games at the major league level much anymore, with the exception of Wrigley Field sometimes and a very occasional first-round playoff games. 2-2 offering, it's a breaking ball, misses just high, and that puts the count full. Purdue had taken a step or two towards his dugout, thinking that one might drop a bit farther, and it didn't. Three-two offering from Morgan to Purdue, and Purdue fouls that one off up over the screen. Keeps this at bat, keeps this inning alive. Three balls, two strikes, runner at third. Morgan steps, fires, fastball, just misses the upper inside corner, and Purdue will head down to first base. That puts runners on the corners now with two outs. That'll bring up Nolan Rattay. It's actually eight different ballparks that are hosting at least one game of this Tournament of Champions. Baseball USA, the home of this one this afternoon, as well as Lamar, Galveston, Alvin, Sam Houston, U of H, Constellation, and San Jose's first pitch is swung on and missed by Rattay. Count is 0-1. Constellation hosting the most games of any of the sites, hosting 10 total. San Jose hosting 7. Both those sites hosting games on all 3 days of the weekend, as well as U of H, which hosts 2 today, 1 tomorrow, and 1 on Sunday. Morgan checks the runners, 0-1 count coming to the plate, and it's called strike on a changeup. Quick 0-2 count on a Rattay. Runners on the corners, two outs, 0-2 pitch. He chases one out of the zone and is able to foul it off to the right side. High and out of play. 7-2 is your score in favor of Midland. They're trying to add on to their lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Runner going from first. That one is a high drive deep to right center field. And that part of the ballpark has struck again. See ya. Three-run shot for a tie. And this game is really getting blown open now. 10-2 in favor of Midland. We do have some action down in the bullpen for Blinn College. Weston Brown is now warming up. First pitch to Hill Alexander is fouled off to the net. Alexander is 0-2, two strikeouts, one looking, one swinging. He's also walked. 0-1 pitch from Morgan. Ground ball to third. Fielded by McElreath. Fires it to first. Little offline, but De La Fuente makes the stretch, and that'll end the fifth. But four more runs are added on board, and after five, Midland dominating in this one, 10-2. You're listening to TSRN.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your needs. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
The construction is complete and the grand opening sale is on at the all-new Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new automatic 2017 Corolla L for only $99 a month. A new 2017 Camry LE for only $139 a month. A new 2017 RAV4 LE for only $169 a month. Or a new 2017 Tundra Double Cab SR for only $199 a month. All require a 24-month lease. Experience the savings. Experience the service. Experience the reason price makes a difference at the all-new Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Well, we have a new pitcher for Midland here as we go to the top of the sixth inning. That closes the book on Brock Barger. Five innings pitched, six hits, two runs, both of them earned, five strikeouts, and he is set up to potentially be the winning pitcher should Midland hold on to this lead. Now taking over is the southpaw, Brandon Hatley. We'll get you his stats here in just a moment. He faces Colton Parrish, and the first pitch is a called strike. He's got kind of a high leg kick, Barry Zito-like, and fires that one outside. The lefty Parrish count is 1-1. He did appear in their game against New Mexico Junior College through 1 1/3 innings, one walk, two strikeouts, as this one's a ground ball. Curtis dove for it. It hit off his glove and now ends up in right field. That'll be a single for Parrish. Nice attempt, but unfortunately for Curtis, all for nothing. Runner on first. It'll bring up Angel De La Fuente. He's 1-2. He had a solo shot in the second and flew out in the fourth. First pitch to De La Fuente, fastball lower inside corner and a called strike. Midland with a 10-2 lead over Blinn. Those two solo shots, Blinn's only score thus far. Hatley checks the runner, fires its way outside off to the backstop. And Parrish will advance to second on the wild pitch. So, runner on second now is Parrish. And a 1-1 count to De La Fuente. Hatley steps, fires, and misses inside. Count is 2-1. Blinn trying to play some catch-up here in the bottom of the sixth. And speaking of catch-up, this sixth inning is brought to you by Raising Cane's One Love. Two-one offering, high fly ball. That one's going to end up foul to the right field side. And the count is 2-2. Of course, I make the ketchup joke, but Raising Cane's is most known for their sauce, which I personally think is absolutely delicious. Two balls and two strikes to De La Fuente. Hatley gives a long look towards second, now steps, fires, it's a breaking ball, and De La Fuente reaches out to the outside pitch and is just able to tip it foul. Keeps his bat alive, keeps the count at 2-2. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Line drive. Hayward jumps, unable to get a glove on it. That one's going to head towards the wall. Rounding third is Parrish. He's going to come in and score easily. Throw into second base. Sliding is De La Fuente, and they got him. A nice throw from left field towards second base as Retai fields it and puts the tag down on De La Fuente. So an RBI single leads to him getting tossed out at second base. Does give Blinn a run. It makes the score 10-3 in favor of Midland. One down. That brings up San McElreath. First pitch fastball missing outside. McElreath is 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Lefty-righty matchup, pitcher to batter, and that one misses inside as well. It's 2-0. Duo offering now. High fly ball. That one will go well foul. Off to the right side. Kind of back behind the plate. Over my head. It's 2-1. That right field wind has definitely played a factor here at Baseball USA. 2-1 offering, high fastball outside as well, and it's the count is 3-1. Three-one offering now from Hatley. That's a high chopped ground ball to the left side of the infield. Hayward charges in, fields it, makes a nice, smooth, easy throw over to first base. Four out number two. If you're scoring at home, that is 5-3. Two down, and Kobe Collins will step in. Collins is 1-1, single on a walk. He's been left at first on both occasions. Hatley steps, fires. Fastball misses lower outside corner by just a bit. One offering, soft ground ball towards second. Tough play, Retai charges. Underhand tosses it to Curtis for out number three. One run on two hits. No errors, and no one left on base. After 5.5, Midland still in the lead. It's 10-3 here on TSRN.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
When children struggle in school, the frustration can seem overwhelming. You can blame your child, blame yourself, blame the system, or you can call the Tutoring Club. Give your child the chance he or she deserves. The Tutoring Club knows all students have the potential to succeed. And more important, the Tutoring Club guarantees to make it happen. Math, science, reading, writing, and study skills. The Tutoring Club focuses on the weaknesses. The Tutoring Club, 3612 West Main in League City. Call 281-338-0327. The Tutoring Club, a class above, guaranteed.
Now we have a new pitcher as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning for Blinn College. It's going to be Weston Brown, the sophomore right-handed pitcher slash outfielder. He was warming up in the bullpen last inning, so I'm not too surprised to see him. Sophomore out of Cypress, Texas, a Cy Ranch High School graduate. This season he's given up 4 earned runs and an inning and 2/3 pitched. Andrew Morgan comes out after firing an inning and 2/3. He gave up 4 hits, 4 runs in his work. Weston Brown slings it towards the plate, and it's a called strike to Alex Salcedo. It's Salcedo, Melcher, and Hayward due up this half inning. Salcedo 2-for-3 and 2 very productive hits at that. That one misses outside, counts even at 1-1. Brown's got kind of a slinging motion. He kind of shows the ball for a second and just kind of slings it towards the plate. Salcedo with a two-run home run, and a three-run triple, as well as a ground out. 1-1 offering, slider misses outside from Weston Brown, and it's 2-1 count. Two one offering to Salcedo. Another breaking ball misses outside, down towards the dirt. I use the term dirt loosely. It's a all turf infield except for the pitching mound. It's a 3-1 count now. Brown sets, steps, fires, as a fastball, called strike 2. Catches the upper outside corner. And for those of you just joining us, your score is 10-3 in favor of Midland. Midland looking to add on to their lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-2 offering, line drive shot, right field. Reiser giving chase, it's over his head, off the wall. And rounding first with Salcedo, he took a big turnaround and headed back to first, content with a long single. A nice job by Reiser to get that ball chased down and to make a strong throw into the infield to make sure that one did not turn into two bases. So runner at first, and Cameron Melcher will stand in. Melcher's 2-for-3, 2 singles, also struck out looking. Brown sets, steps, fires. That pitch is thrown right past Melcher as he swings and misses. Outside fastball, and he was unable to get that bat around quite in time. A one offering to the plate now. Fastball down low by a couple of inches. That'll put the count even at 1-1. One pitch coming to the plate. Line drive, right center field. That one's going to get down as Reiser made a diving attempt at it. Was unable to come up with it. And each runner is going to advance two bases. Salcedo will head to third. He had to hold up in case that one was a miraculous catch. And Melcher will get a double. So Salcedo at third, Melcher at second base, and that'll bring up Braden Hayward. Hayward's had a pretty nice day himself. 2 for 3, 2 singles, the second of which drove in a run. Runners on second and third with no outs. A situation to be careful as a pitcher, and Brown misses his first offering on a breaking ball outside. Third baseman playing in. So one of offering catches the outside part of the plate. Nice slider out of the hand of Brown, and the count's even at one. One offering fastball called strike two. That one catches the outside fringe of the plate. Ten-3 your score here at Menzel Field at Baseball USA. The pitch is shot foul in the direction of the Blinn dugout, and that's the old lookout type of play where everyone from both teams leans the dugout because they're watching the game, and sometimes it just takes that one hard line drive hitting your direction to make sure that everyone's paying attention. 1-2 offering high chopped foul ball or fair ball down the third base line. It is ruled fair. That's going to score two runs as that one rolls towards the 317 sign. Cut off by the left fielder Ardoin, fires it back in, but not before Salcedo and Melcher can come around to score a 2-RBI double for Braden Hayward. As Midland increases their lead, they now lead 12-3. Hayward adds on to his nice matinee performance, and that'll bring up Connor Flanagan to the plate. Brown checks the runners. Second steps, fires one right past Flanagan as he swings and misses. Brown checks and fires that one right into the back of Connor Flanagan, missing about as inside as you can miss, as Flanagan will take his spot at first base via the hit-by-pitch. Runners on first and second now. Still no outs in this bottom of the sixth. Weston Brown will now get some words of encouragement and perhaps some strategy from his first baseman, De La Fuente. Runners on first and second for Riley King. King is 0-2. Struck out, grounded out. He also walked and later scored. First pitch from Brown. Fastball catches lower outside corner. That's good for strike one. Mind you that all of our games this weekend are available at TSRNSports.com and in our new TSRN app. Baton Rouge and McLennan have gotten underway. That one's still tied at zero. Navarro and Odessa will get underway relatively soon. So next offering misses up high to Riley King. And it's still 7-2 in favor of Grayson in their game over at the University of Houston. Back here, your score is 12-3. Midland trying to add on to their lead. As the next offering to Riley King is a called strike inside that puts the count at 1-2. Runner at second base is Hayward. Runner at first base is Flanagan. Three hits followed by a hit by pitch thus far in the bottom of the sixth. Brown checks the runner at second, fires towards the plate. Fastball misses up and in. That'll put the count at 2-2. As mentioned, Baseball USA is home to many, many different baseball fields of different sizes for different age groups. This is Mendel Field, the largest one here, also the home of Houston Christian High School. Offering to King, misses outside on a slider. And that'll put the count full at 3-2. Full count. Runners on first and second. Brown looks towards second, fires towards the plate, and it's a fastball down low and outside. King will head down to first. Flanagan will advance to second, and Hayward advances to third. So now a bases loaded situation with Midland up 9. Their score is 12-3. And that brings up Chad Curtis, their ninth place hitter. Curtis has a single, a double, and a strikeout. That single drove in a run. First offering, ground ball to short. Fielded by Collins. Now bobbled and no play. Everyone advances one base. Hayward comes in to score, Flanagan to third, King to second, and Chad Curtis will take first base on the E6. And that is a 10-run rule, and that will be the ball game. And what an interesting way for this game to end. 13-3 is your final score. As the teams exchange pleasantries and fist pumps and handshakes and all of that great stuff out in the middle of the field. This game looked like at the beginning that Blinn College is off to a hot start. They had those two solo shots back in the second from Marshall Skinner and from Angel De La Fuente. But after that, I mean, Blinn did get one more run in via an Angel De La Fuente single in the sixth. But it really was all Midland for the rest of the game. They had a 3-run shot from Alex Salcido. A 2-run shot, excuse me, back in the third. And Salcido also had a 3-run triple in the bottom of the fourth. And for his efforts, Alex Salcido is this afternoon's Houston Community College Player of the Game. That's 5 RBI total, and he scored twice, and ended up a double shy of the cycle. So an impressive performance from Alex Salcido. The winning pitcher will be Brock Barger for Midland, and Blinn Zach Smith will get stuck with the loss. And because it was a 10-run game, quite obviously, no one gets the credit for the save because there wasn't one. 13-3, 10-run win for Midland. They are now 2-0 on the season. Blinn drops to 2-3. Blinn will be back in action at 6 o'clock tonight from Sam Houston State University. And Midland will be back in action later tonight at 7:30 at the University of Houston. Both of these are central starting times. I will go ahead and mention that if we had had a seventh inning, that inning would have been brought to you by Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. For the final time, your score is 13-3 in favor of the Midland College Chaparrals. For everyone at TSRN that makes these broadcasts possible, I'm Adam Blackhall signing off from Baseball USA in Houston, Texas. Thanks for joining us tonight, and don't forget that we have many more great games for you throughout the weekend here on TSRN.
This game has been brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota, Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes them home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need, when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas, saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249, we've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston Port Region, setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, the Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.